Jimmy Houston here from Jimmy Houston Outdoors. You know, when I'm not fishing, I'm listening to the Outdoor Journal radio show with Angelo Viola. Hey, let's get back to the show.
Thank you, Jimmy. Welcome back to the program, Outdoor Journal on Sportsnet 590 The Fan. I'm Angelo Viola. He is Stephen Labadee and, of course, Derek Brandeo at Command Central at The Fan running the ship today. On the line with us is an old friend of mine. Wait a minute. Let me take that back.
Yeah, don't dig yourself a hole.
Yeah, I know. a person I've known for a number of years. I had no idea she was in this position. So let me do my opening paragraph for this. Two Canadian firearms groups are warning that up to 2 million commonly used hunting shotguns are now illegal. Due to the Trudeau government's banning assault-style weapons, 2 million commonly used hunting shotguns are now illegal. That's mind-blowing. Anyways, joining us today is Alison DeGroote, Managing Director of the Canadian Sporting Arms and Ammunition Association, or CSAAA. Good morning, Alison.
Good morning, Angelo. How are you, old friend?
I'm doing good. It's been a while.
It has. I think the last time I was on your show, I was publisher of Ontario Outdoors magazine, and that was quite a few years ago. So,
that's it. Yes. How you been keeping?
Very, very well. Very busy these last few days.
Oh my God! First of all, tell us about the CSAAA.
Sure. So we have, your listeners are probably more familiar with the wonderful organizations that represent firearms owners, or as we call them, consumers. And those include the CCFR, NFA, CSSA, and those groups are all doing really, really good work on behalf of individual firearms owners in Canada. The CSAAA is a much lesser known organization, but it's been around for about 35 years, and it is the association that represents the business owners in the sporting arms category. So this would be manufacturers, of which we have very few in Canada, distributors, wholesalers, retailers, and gunsmiths. So we are really working on behalf of small business owners across the country. Go ahead.
Well, I was going to say it's important just to note, Alison, that you know a lot of these small businesses are two and three generations.
It's incredible. There's about 4,500 licensed firearms and ammunition businesses in Canada. The Conference Board of Canada released an economic impact study for our industry last year, 2019, and they estimate that the industry, the small business owners associated with just hunting and shooting sports, employ about 48,000 Canadians across the country. Wow. We are a $5.9 billion industry in Canada. And that's, again, just hunting and sports shooting.
Wow. Is it fair to say that the whole industry was caught off guard by Mr. Trudeau?
Is it fair
to say that it kind of came out of left field with our preoccupation with COVID-19? It just seems like it was kind of slid in there, you know?
It certainly felt like that to us, the way it was executed. We had just had meetings in Ottawa with Minister Blair and the public safety staff. We were discussing the gun marking regulation, which is coming up again on December 1st of this year. No indication in those meetings that anything like this was coming. As a matter of fact, the execution of it caused so much difficulty for not only ourselves, but the departments, the government departments that service our industry were not prepared either. So we heard rumors on Thursday, on Friday at 11:30, business site, the firearms program site that our businesses use, went down on Thursday afternoon for maintenance. And the next thing we knew, at 11:30, a bulletin was sent to businesses, and at 2 o'clock, the regulations dropped. So, and they were retroactively in effect as of midnight on May 1st, even though businesses weren't informed until around 11:30, and the law wasn't published until 2 o'clock. So we actually now have thousands of prohibited sales that occurred on Friday morning before businesses were advised.
You know, I we're going to look back at this and say it was the perfect storm at some point because, you know, the AR-15 was kind of used as the poster child for this whole banning of these guns. And, of course, it came on the heels of that tragedy that happened in Nova Scotia. And what all of us are not aware of and we're bringing to light now is that it doesn't stop there. And the concern, the biggest problem with this whole thing, we're not going to debate whether an AR-15 is something that needs to be banned or not. This is, you know, not the platform for that. However, I would like to debate with you the legalities of grouping in that whole, guns ban group, if you will, all of these other guns like shotguns that are used for hunting, and your group is estimating there could be upwards of 1.5 to 2 million of these commonly used firearms here in Canada, shotguns, that are now all of a sudden, overnight, illegal. That's the
part. And I want to be very clear about that, and we are being clear in our messaging. I don't think it was the government's intention. Prime Minister Trudeau stood up in front of the country and said that hunting was not the target of any of their gun legislation. But this just demonstrates that if you don't consult with firearms experts, if you don't consult with industry, you are having politicians and bureaucratic staff write policy on subject matters that they are ill-equipped to do. So it is not our belief that the, at least it's our hope, because it would be a horrible conspiracy if it was intentional. But when the regulations were wrote, the lack of technical expertise that Bill Blair brought to this initiative is unbelievable. So inadvertently, it's our belief, it's our hope that it was inadvertent because of the way the regulations are written and the lack of technical knowledge in crafting this policy. There was some huge mistakes made. So in addition to a list of firearms, there were also criteria and then a couple of bullet points on categories or definitions. So the definition that affects shotguns is the definition of bore measurement. So any firearm with a bore measurement of more than 20 millimeters is prohibited. Well, in the past 30 years, most shotguns are made with threaded bores. And in Canada, there's lots of documentation saying how a shotgun barrel is measured, and it is measured without the choke. Well, when you remove a choke from a shotgun, if that's how we measure shotguns in Canada, which was established when the government decided to regulate the length of a shotgun barrel, when you remove the choke, most modern firearms will have a bore diameter of more than 20. Most modern shotguns, will have a bore diameter of more than 20 millimeters. And I think we saw that on social media, even though Minister Blair said on Wednesday via tweet, no, that's not what we meant. Our point is, yeah, but you wrote it down in law, and just because you tweet, well, this is how we're going to measure bore today, it doesn't mean that next week you could tweet, well, we changed our mind and now we are going to measure bore that way. So once the law is in place, which the order in council is now the law in Canada with respect to bore diameter, the ability of any government at any time to reinterpret how they're going to measure bore is out of the hands of Canadians. So the law is there. The law says that that's the bore diameter.
Wow.
We're concerned that hunters, and we appreciate that we're not trying to, you know, solve the debate between sport shooting and hunting, understanding your audience. But the critical thing here is anytime legislation is crafted with firearms, all firearms communities need to pay attention to the details in that legislation.
Is it safe to say that the horses are now out of the barn?
We had a terrible blow to the Canadian industry on Friday. The NSSF in the United States, which represents manufacturers and distributors in the United States, issued a warning to their exporters, saying as they interpret the new order in council, they are concerned that it is illegal to export shotguns to Canada right now. So we're going to see the supply chain go on pause for the next little bit until the U.S. manufacturers, and you can imagine that their corporate legal department's threshold for interpretation is very stringent given the liability laws around firearms. So they are going to be extra cautious anytime that they see a law that could expose them to liability. So the NSSF has issued a warning to exporters to Canada that they should pause their shotgun exports to Canada until the Canadian government clarifies in some legal way that this does not apply to shotguns. And they're going to need a little more than a tweet from Bill Blair to do that. I'm sure their corporate legal departments are a little more have a higher standard than that.
Wow, this sounds like
it's... That was also reinforced by the U.S. National Association of Sporting Goods Distributors. So they echoed that interpretation as well. So for right now, go out and get a shotgun because Bill Blair says it's okay, but we're not going to see some come into Canada for a little while.
Problem is the stores aren't open yet.
Our firearms retailers, our sporting arms retailers have been very, very innovative. It is actually surprising to me how few of our members are taking advantage or require any government support during this time. They managed to make the transition to curbside pickup and online orders quite readily.
Excellent. Folks can get a lot more information if they go to csaaa.org. That's csaaa.org. Obviously people listening that might be impacted by this and are concerned, speak up, let them hear your voice. Good place to start would be, at the Canadian Sporting Arms and Ammunition Association. Absolute pleasure, hearing from you again, Allison.
You too, sir. Great to hear you.
All right. We will talk soon.
Thank you, sir. Have a great day.
Allison DeGroot, Managing Director, Canadian Sporting Arms and Ammunition Association, csaaa.org. Check them out. So it sounds like they got their bills passed through under the darkness of COVID-19.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's crazy.
Insanity.